Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We banned from sports radio. Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the phones after we do a top 5 of 5 with Jag. We got.
Well, this might be one that, could offend some here at WIP, but it has to be done because there was an action over this weekend that was just pure thirst from one of our own here, and that will be addressed in this top five. The top five thirstiest moves by WIP employees. Number five is our good pal, join the show tomorrow at 3, Elliot Short Parks' green suit at his wedding. Eagles beat writer. You know, pulling out a green suit for his wedding. And then, you know, he also skipped the next week after he got back from his honeymoon. He's been off for 2 weeks. The green suit at the wedding is a very thirsty move by Elliot Short Parks.
See,
you're focused on the green suit.
Yeah,
I already moved past it. Yeah.
Well, and I didn't even think it was a thirsty move until you constantly tie it into the Eagles and him being a beat writer.
Right. He's supposed to be objective. How am I supposed to trust his eyes now?
So how do we know he just doesn't like green? Maybe he likes green.
Jack, did he explain? He was on all week last week. Did he explain why he went green?
I think he thought he looked good in it, which is fair. I mean, it was good looking. It was good suit. But it's just like when you connect the, Eagles fan, Eagles Big J journalist, Eagles takesman into this, it's a very,
I wonder if
very
that did tie into it.
I mean,
unintended too there.
We need to get him on the lie detector test. Well, listen, he joins us tomorrow for an hour at Elliot at 3 o'clock. I'll pin him down on it.
Yeah, he really didn't like the leprechaun comps either.
That's an insult, yes.
Yeah, it is, but there was a lot of that. Well, I mean, if you're shorter and you're wearing a green suit.
Right. With brown shoes.
Yeah, with brown slippers.
Yeah, all you need is a top hat.
Yeah, and a big belt buckle.
All right, Jack.
All right, number four, John, this one goes to you. Our introductory meeting with Rod Lakin and mentioning the article he wrote in 08 about Kevin Cobb. Very, very thirsty move.
So I didn't say it as thirsty. I thought it was a good icebreaker. You're still talking about it.
Yep.
So I win.
You do win.
Rod Lakin, the first phone call that we had with him, I Googled him. So I'm like, wait, what is it? Let me learn more about this dude. And the one thing I could find was when he wasn't the program director at a station in Arizona, he wrote some type of a web article talking about the Kevin Cobb trade. And I think he was critical of the trade. He didn't like Kevin Cobb.
Yep.
You really did read it.
Yeah, of course I did. I wanted to know his take.
Rod was right. Rod, I really appreciate your article from 2008 on Kevin Cobb, big fan.
Right. Yeah, he was right. I mean, it was a good take. Any loser Cardinal fan should be like, I'll take anything. Yeah, Kevin Cobb, he's great. Nope, he saw right through it.
That's not the take here. The take is whether or not that was thirsty for you to bring it up.
Wasn't thirsty. Good icebreaker. What did you have, Jack? You started cursing Ike.
Yeah, Ike dropped an F-bomb or something.
Ike started cursing, and Jack, you were like, ugh.
No, that's not true. I do the top 5 and 5.
That's right.
That was thirsty, too.
I'm pretty sure Rod does not like the top 5.
Yeah, now he remembers that conversation to be like, damn.
No, we'll have to ask him. I mean, he definitely was thinking like, wow, thirsty move by Mark.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just said don't bleep this up.
Yep.
Yeah, you did.
Well, which is a fair.
Which, by the way, he hasn't done. Yeah, exactly. Our ratings are excellent.
Exactly.
Right. Yes, good job, Rod.
Yeah, good job, Rod. Number three is Joe DiCamera getting Ray Didinger an empty golf bag for his retirement, like Norman Brayman got Mike Quick.
It was actually funny.
I think that was Urban Fryer that he got that. Was that Mike Quick?
That was Mike Quick. It was Mike and Norman Brayman and Mike Quick, yeah. And Mike, with the class and dignity that he has, never said anything about it and just smiled and wouldn't talk about it or whatever. But, like, an empty golf bag?
come on, bro. Yeah, you're an NFL owner. Come you couldn't
on.
Afford the clubs,
dude. You used to, if an Eagle lost socks, they would have to pay for it.
Oh, that
insane.
Was Rusty Sweeney. Yeah, that was Rusty, the old equipment manager. Yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Did he charge you wholesale or retail price on the socks?
I didn't get charged. All I know is I just got one pair of socks. That's all I know.
By the way, the new weekend shows were announced last week while I was gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you would have thought they were replacing Howard Stern back in when he left terrestrial radio.
Man, how about that Devin Caney?
But there you go. Has she been on one of the shows recently?
No, not yet.
No? Okay.
We'll see.
Oh, I thought that was a show you were talking about.
No. Oh. Glenn and Sielski is Saturday, right? And
yes.
Jody's Sunday, or do I have it backwards?
Mac and Mac is Sunday, yes.
Mac and Mac Sunday, so there you go.
Yep.
Yep.
The second Thursday's move by a WIP employee was obviously the Angelo pecan pies for Chip Kelly.
Oh, my God.
That's only two?
Yeah,
really? That's only two?
Very thirsty by Angelo. Who could forget?
I can only imagine. Who was number one?
I'd have a tough time moving on from that.
Yes. That might have been the most thirsty thing ever done.
Especially because the Chip, you know?
Well, I mean, do you think Chip appreciated him and ate a slice? Or do you think he threw it right into a trash can?
No, how about Chip? After the first time, Chip didn't even come down to meet him at the door. He just started sending an assistant down there to the front to collect the pie.
Yeah.
And don't even, say thank you to Angelo every week. See?
Ultimate sign of disrespect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one, Jack. What is number one? I am intrigued.
And number one is new employee at the station, Mike Sielski, tweeting out a photo getting ready for the Saturday morning show with Glenn with a yellow legal pad, writing it all out, saying this is what Ray would have done.
That is thirsty.
Very thirsty by Mike Sielski. And welcome to the family.
Welcome to the station, Mike.
Being number one on the top 5 at 5 is quite an accomplishment, Mike.
Especially after your first week, brother.
Thank you. Yes, good job, man. All right, Jack. Yeah, and then did I see correctly that Ray Didinger was on the the program?
I'm tired of complaining, yes.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Yes, I'm tired of complaining about it, throwing hints out there. I said, let the man rest in peace. Well, not rest in peace, my bad.
Let him enjoy retirement. It's the second time he's been on since he retired.
He retired a month ago.
No, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, well, Ray's coming on, because I got an official quote from their producer, Kyle Quinn, who told me that Glenn told him that he wanted to come on and talk about TV. That was the first time he was on. He wanted to come on and talk about TV. That was only 2 weeks ago. They bring him back on again. So what are we doing? Are we doing a weekly with him, Jack? Coming up in the? Because I want to do a weekly with him if he's not retiring. Beat him to the punch from the midday show.
We went through 2 weeks of throwing a retirement party.
Two weeks? What are you talking about? 2 weeks?
2 months?
That's why Ray just said it, and they said I'm done next month because he probably envisioned it was going to happen. You can't throw a month worth of retirement parties. You know how many videos and audio clips I did saying goodbye to him, and then he's on the show every week. Have a little respect. Ray's wife's probably like, I'm so happy we don't have to do this anymore.
No, wait till Michael B calls him about that postgame show.
He's gonna be in the gov role.
Yep.
Godfather.
Sorry, I need you.
Can't let you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's all he has to do. Just ask him to come back. He's okay.
Ray's out of retirement at the end of this month. You watch.
Ray Brady.
Man, they need to get him out of the country now. Get him out of the country.
They needed to get him out of the country. Yep.
Yep. Now. Take access away to anything and everything. Change the password to his email.
I think his wife, I think she did plan a trip, right? Like a long cruise when the season starts.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. That's all the way until September. You know,
maybe that's why Glenn's getting them all in right now. He knows. He knows he's not going to be able to get a hold of him for a month and a half.
Man, it's unbelievable. All right.
I know Rod's like, we're not doing this again. We're not throwing another retirement party.
Guided door and window and their big sales, big summer sales event. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today. Guided door and window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or is it GO-GUIDA.com.
Let this man rest.
I mean, I feel bad for him because he's never going to say no to Glenn.
And he doesn't play golf, so.
No, he's probably got nothing to do.
That's what I'm saying.
He's bored as all hell. He's like, man.
He's probably working on his play.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing other creative projects. Yeah. There you go. All right, let's go to Rob in Westchester. Rob, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm listening to the show, and I just love it. And I just want to say about Ray, you gotta go to Vegas. He's got bats. Who retired the least time, Brady or Ray? You know, yes. Because it's about the same. And the reason why neither one's gonna retire is because they're too darn young, and they got the fire burning inside them, just like our Bill Russell that we just lost. And if you give me 1 minute of interrupted time, I'm going to give you the cliff notes of Bill Russell's career. Can you allow me an uninterrupted
minute? Yeah, go
ahead.
Sure. Yes, of course.
Go ahead.
Okay, so most people, they don't know Bill Russell. So I'm going to tell you, you will in 2 minutes, you will. Okay? So,
well, we agreed on 60 seconds, but good. Quickly, Rob. Seconds. You're already wasting the time.
I tried to get an extra minute. Yes. I know. Sorry. My bad. I'm a hustler. Okay, I'm a pool hustler, so we all.
All right, Rob, I can't. Rob, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, no!
We'll talk about Bill Russell. I can't do it. I can't do it. Bill Russell, 88, passed away, was one of the most important basketball players of his generation, 10-time champion as a player, 5-time MVP, I believe, and, you know, just an amazing all-time NBA great.
Yeah, if I had a Mount Rushmore to put together, if I'm just thinking about basketball and what it sort of meant over the last, what did it say, 75 years?
Yep.
I think Russell, Bird and Magic, and Michael would be the four. Like, those would be the four. Bill Russell meant so much as an African-American, and the things that he stood for, the civil rights that he fought for, the people he marched with, the abuse and adversity he had to overcome and still be successful up there in a town like Boston. I understand the rivalry between Philadelphia and Boston, but this is bigger than that. This is one of our icons, sports legends. And when you can't talk about the sport of basketball, particularly the NBA, without talking about Bill Russell. So at 88, we've gotten a chance to see Bill Russell and get a better understanding of his significance and importance to the game of basketball throughout the last 30 or 40 years, because he's been present. He's been around. He's been giving out that Finals MVP trophy that's named after him for about a decade now. So, and Bill Russell is one of those guys that, you know, didn't say a whole lot. When he did say something, it had an impact. But the fact that I would see this gray-haired man, right? And I mean, and Bill Russell has looked this way for about 40 years.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
He's looking at the other way. Right. Exactly. So him sitting in that front row and everybody paying their respect and their homage to Bill Russell just lets you know how important he was to the game of basketball. So to get that news yesterday, 88 years old, certainly had a chance to live a full life and touched a lot of people in the game of basketball.
First African-American head coach
in
the NBA.
Sport, I believe. I think in any
was
sport.
Was it any sport?
Or it might have been the first champion. Something like that. I know they've been reading off so many different accolades.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
Bill Russell. Yeah, it's a
lot.
Lot of them.
All right.
Yep. The great Bill Russell.
Yes. Absolutely. And Jack's not allowed to
downplay
don't you say
today. A word. Don't you say a word in there.
I know he's itching. You can't downplay him today. All right. Just like on Will Chamberlain night, we shouldn't allow you to do. Why? Right. Why Wilt didn't actually score 100 points?
Well, it was interesting. You know,
here we go.
The morning show is doing Give Me a Great Winner this morning as a side topic. No one mentioned Wilt, so I appreciated that.
Oh, he found a way to take a shot at Wilt anyway.
Yep. Yep. Well, he didn't die today, so that's why he can get away with it. All right, let's go to Jay. Jay's in Roxborough. Man. Jay, how are you? What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jay.
What's up, Jay?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was listening to Jalen Hurts, man. I'm always impressed with them, man. But it made me think about what are the expectations of the fans and I guess the media here. If you look at a guy like Eli Manning, okay, would you look at his career and say that's a successful career?
Yeah, he won two Super Bowls, yes.
Jay, it's one of the strangest careers for him being a two-time Super Bowl MVP and also being god-awful in other seasons, right? Like, it's the most uneven career I can remember of a Super Bowl champion.
Yep, and that's why I brought his name up, because what if Jalen Hurts gives us that kind of career where it's half decent, half ugly, but you get two Super Bowl wins out of it. Nothing prolific. Nothing is going to make you go, ooh, ah, you know.
I will take it.
Jalen has a more of a ooh, ah factor because, you know, he's more mobile, of course. But but what if that's his career? He gives us 10 years, two Super Bowls, or would you take an Aaron Rodgers career, almost 20 years, one Super Bowl?
Obviously, we'll take the two Super Bowls. There's no doubt. I mean, it's without question. Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, but you're right. He's won one Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know, so when I look at Jalen Hurts, man, I wanted to see everybody just kind of temper their feelings, their enthusiasm, and also temper their criticism, you know, for this guy because you see what his arm is, okay? It's not Josh Allen. It's not Patrick Mahomes. He may never get that. But
right.
He may win a different way. So I guess my question is, can we be okay with him winning his kind of way as opposed to being
yes.
a prolific great passer?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Yes, but he has to win. Right?
That's the only thing, Jay. It would put more pressure from that angle. But you're right. If that's what the results are, I think everybody would be okay with that. But there's one caveat to that. When you say win, you mean winning at the highest level, meaning winning in championships. That's what you're saying. Because if you're asking, would we take a career of just being good but not winning, we've had that example already, Jay. I played with that guy. A lot of quarterbacks would take McNabb's career achievements.
Sure.
Through their career. But because we hadn't won and we got so close, it wasn't enough. Now, could it be different with Jalen? Because now we have a Super Bowl? When Donovan played here, we hadn't won a Super Bowl yet. So does that change people's outlook on Jalen if he's just good? That's a good question by Jay. Like, I don't know if people are so, you know, fixated and locked in on our quarterback has to win a Super Bowl in order for me to like him. Because it does seem like there are a few more supporters of or wanting to be supporters of Jalen because they like him.
Yeah, sure.
And it's not as if people don't recognize his shortcomings. They still like him. You
right.
just heard Jay. Just heard Jay say he may not be a prolific passer. That's Jay acknowledging.
He's never going to be one of these guys.
Right.
Because right, you're right. He's never going to be
he's
one of those guys.
He's acknowledging that, but saying if he wins, will that be good enough?
See, to me.
And I think for some it will, but for then to others, it won't be good enough.
Like, for example, Jimmy Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He was in an NFC Championship game last year, and the 49ers gave up a ton to move up, and the draft's a guy that, as raw as it comes in the NFL, he might not be able to play in Trey Lance, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to have to move on from Garoppolo, right? And that's a guy that he's, as a starter in his career, he's 33-14.
It's unbelievable.
Right? Like, all he does is win. But, like, he doesn't impress people, but, like, there's something about that. If Jalen Hurts can be his version of Jimmy Garoppolo, that's the best chance you have to winning his way. Right, but even then, that wasn't good enough for the 49ers. They felt like they got to a certain point, and they're not going to get over that hump with Jimmy Garoppolo being the quarterback that he is. You saw it with Alex Smith. You saw it with Andy Dalton to a certain degree. There's been plenty of quarterbacks that have been competent and have won games and have went to the playoffs that ultimately their team decides this guy isn't good enough to do it.
Well, even five. He was 11-5 that year and lost to Dallas in the playoffs, and the Eagles said, you know what?
It's time to move on. It's true.
It's not like he was coming off a 5-11 season. He was coming off an 11-5 season.
But to answer his question, and I'm certainly not expecting the prolific passer, but I need, like, what I need to see this year from Jalen is improvement in being a passer. Just improvement in being a passer, getting the ball out earlier, having a little bit more zip on the pass, just being a better passer. And, like, what matters in the fourth quarter, like, it matters in the fourth quarter. So if he's a guy that maybe he's had his best quarter is the fourth quarter of the game, well, damn, that means something.
That's that Tim Tebow thing.
And there was something
He's obviously better than Tim Tebow, but Tebow would look horrendous for 2.5 quarters, 3 quarters, and would get to the fourth quarter and
he could drive the ball.
Run around, find a way to win the ball game. But to Denver's credit, they said this ain't good enough. And imagine if we had a quarterback. So what did they go out and do? They added Peyton Manning. And the next year, now Peyton Manning's coming off a neck surgery.
Yep.
He threw 55 touchdowns the first year in Denver and got him to the Super Bowl, right?
I mean, 55
and 10.
Was the
first year or second year?
No, it was the first year he had a better individual year.
First
right.
year he set the record.
But did they get to the Super Bowl that year? Is that the year they lost? They lost to Seattle.
They lost.
Right.
And then they went back the next year and won, but he was cooked as a passer.
Right.
Or did he spend three years there?
He went back two years later.
Yeah. Yes, 2 years later, because he was there 3 years.
Yeah. But my only point is that you saw what he did with those weapons in Denver, and Denver said, we got a good football team. We need a freaking quarterback here.
So it was his second.
Throw the ball.
It was his second year. He went 55-10.
Was his second year in
with
Denver?
5,477 yards.
Yeah.
And I think that's
that was Chip's first year. I remember we went out there and played him that year.
It got destroyed.
That year.
Like your rookie year.
Worse
in Denver. No, but that's where I think we're gonna. That's how I think we're gonna look at this team at the end of the year. That we're a quarterback away from being a really dominant football team. You look at Russell Wilson. He believes in the weapons out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think part of the reason why they didn't get one of those guys this offseason was they didn't have the right weapons here.
Right, you're saying like if we had had AJ Brown sooner.
Yes, if we had AJ
Brown, maybe it's an attractive team. Yeah,
right. And I think that's part of the reason why none of the quarterbacks wanted to come here. You know, for as much as AJ Brown helps Jalen Hurts look good, I also think it makes the whole roster look good.
Yes.
No, it definitely does.
Certainly made me look at the roster different.
Yeah. The thing is, like, I just don't know who the next quarterback is that realistically asks out. Like, Kyler maybe.
No, you would need Garoppolo.
Great. Well.
Yeah, no thanks. No, I think that's where you're drafting a young quarterback.
Draft a young one, yeah. Yeah, that may be where you go draft a young quarterback.
Yep.
You know how this is going to play out. Jalen's not going to be bad enough.
No, of course he's not.
He's never going to be bad enough for you to say, you know what? Yeah, we definitely need to move on.
He's going to look like he did last year, maybe a little bit better, and they're going to win some games, and he's going to be competent, and everybody's going to like him, and he's a good leader, and they're not going to have a better option. Yes, that's exactly how it's going to play out. And then we're going to spend all offseason talking about contracts. Should he get extended?
Yep.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. The 76ers.
What the hell are they doing now?
Could they be investigated by the league?
Oh.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Guess what it's regarding? I'll tell you that coming up next.
I'm just riffing, baby.
Your phone calls.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marks and Reese text line. That's all coming up next. Marks and Reese. Marks and Reese, we're back. I'm actually looking at our Twitter page, at Marks Reese WIP. A picture of Joe to camera. Get you snapped at, Jack.
Oh, that is not a good look.
I did snap it, yeah.
Did you take
Who's
that
my
picture?
My man? Me!
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That's primo content right there.
So he's wearing like a, I guess it's a pair of khakis. Let me see the belt.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad belt. Shirt, black polo shirt tucked in, but it's the pants start below his gut.
Well, that's a golf belt.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's a golfing outfit he has on, except he's not golfing.
Right, except he's
working.
Eagles training camp.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a pair of black Nike shower shoes / sandals. And he's talking on the phone. It's been a very important phone call, Jack.
I think he's just talking to Seltzer.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because in the picture, it looks like it's very official.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it looks, yeah.
So Jack asked the question, it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Is this proper attire to wear at Eagles training camp? And since he's the one that called my wedding outfit substandard.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if it's... Like, I don't know if it's proper attire or not. I mean, it doesn't look good. I don't know if it's proper attire
well,
or not.
Well, listen, I think to a public event to wear shower shoes.
Yeah, it's not proper.
That's not proper.
It's not proper. I'm with Jack on that.
Yeah.
At least wear some
sneakers. Well, of course.
Yeah.
And, no, and now I'm examining the feet, Jack. You mentioned.
Do they look pruney?
They don't look good, that's for sure.
Yeah?
No, they don't.
Yeah, no. It's not a strong look. Not All inspiring.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. Inspiring.
I tell you, we got some weird folks to work here, man.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the most normal show, and we're not normal, but at least we, like, you know, Jack was eating water ice today, but at least,
right.
You know, you always look very professional and stylish. I'm not going to say I look stylish, but, you know, I don't look like Joe with shower shoes on. There you go. All right, so the 76ers are going to be investigated, at least according to, this is the Woj report, I'm guessing, Jack. Yeah, so, like, everybody feels like there's something fishy with the James Harden contract. So the league's going to investigate it. I actually saw that that Jalen Brunson, that the Knicks are going to be investigated too.
Which they should.
For Jalen Brunson stuff. Yeah, but, like, what are you going to do? Like, they did this with the Bucks, and who did they do it with the Bucks? It's been done a couple times over the last few years, and they end up taking a second-round draft pick from them and finding them money. Right? Just like in the NFL. Like, they have this whole legal tampering period that they have now, which is genius. Mm-hmm. What about the illegal tampering period that happens before that? Because agents and GMs are talking. I mean, there's conversations that are happening behind the scenes. The only thing that I'd be worried about if I was the NBA is Harden getting money from
Michael Rubin
and the Fanatics? Is there some kind of a backdoor deal where he's getting a piece of a company or something like that in order to sign for less money or whatever? That's problematic. I mean, if there's conversations happening before they're allowed to start talking about it, yeah, of course, that happens all the time. So, I mean, I don't know. Would I be surprised if the Sixers got suspended or got fined or lost draft picks? No, not at all. But
I don't see how. He doesn't have an agent, so you have to talk to him. He represents himself.
Right. They can't talk about contractual stuff. I think this is what the crux of the matter is. They're not supposed to have conversations until that free agency period starts. And they were having conversations about it before. I mean, I don't know. Like, so what? Happens all the time. So, yeah, maybe they did talk to Harden before the midnight date or whatever.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's not a free agent.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, he's their player already, so why wouldn't they have conversations with him?
I don't know if one of the central elements, and this is from Woj, one of the central elements of the league's inquiry includes questions on Harden's decision to decline the option and take a pay cut on the new two-year $68 million deal. Around the league, there have been questions about whether there is already a handshake agreement in place on a future contract, which would be in violation of a collective bargaining rules.
I just don't know, how do you prove that? I know what they're saying. They're basically saying that he did this now, and Daryl Morey assured him he's getting a longer deal next year.
Do you believe that? See, I don't know if
Yeah, of course I believe that. Why else would James Harden take $15 million less? And a guy, that's all he done is he's loved money the time he's been in the NBA. He's never put winning before anything else.
But I'd have to believe that Daryl Morey is ready to sign him to a big contract after this year no matter what. That would be a handshake agreement to do. And I don't know if that's the case. Right, if he comes out and he looks like he did last year, Morey's going to sign up to a near max extension or something like that. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, there's some monkey business going on.
I believe
on
he will.
He better not. What? That'd be terrible.
If I allowed you to do your job by taking less money,
the investigation is expected to include interviews with team personnel in the organization, turning over electronic correspondence and phone records.
Yeah,
to league investigators.
I mean, that's what you would have to do, is check the phones. Like, that's the only thing you can do. Is check the phones. My only thing is, I just don't see what the issue is.
Teams weren't allowed to have conversations with agents or players on free agent deals before the 6 p.m. Eastern on June 30th.
Okay.
But see, my point on that point is, it happens all the time. The GMs and the agents aren't speaking for the first time at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
On that day. Of course they're having conversations.
Well, and if you did it sloppily and they find out about it,
you're gonna get caught.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, okay, so if you do it and they catch you,
then you're gonna get punished.
Yeah. I mean,
which is likely to happen.
Most of us said when he decided to reportedly take $15 million less, that they must have some sort of side deal where they're going to give him more money down the road. Like, we believe that ourselves.
We thought there was a handshake agreement when he was traded here.
Yes.
And there probably was. Yeah. Jack, do you think this becomes a much bigger deal than it's – because, if there's electronic correspondence that has some type, like Michael Rubin and whatever, that has some type of a future handshake deal, that's trouble. It's one thing if you're talking to them before you're supposed to. Like, they'll get punished for that. But if there's some type of a, you know –
well, if they're smart enough, they wouldn't have put it in writing anywhere.
I hope not.
I mean –
yeah, that's a phone
call.
If
they did, then, I mean, we're talking about an organization where the GM had a burner account. So, like, there's nothing that would surprise me, man. Come on, man. Like, yeah, that's just nothing that would surprise me. We're all sitting here talking about the love fest between the two.
Oh.
It made more sense that there was a side deal.
You're right.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be mad at the league office because they may fine the Sixers.
And really,
this has smelled like it was a side deal the whole time.
Well, and it's also probably GMs from around the league calling the league office and saying, dude, like, what's going on here? There's obviously there's some funny business going
on. The only problem for the Sixers is if Rubin is giving him a big side deal.
Like, right.
That's when it becomes a major
story. Yeah, because then that's bad precedent for the future. You know, like, if a owner of a company can just pay players outside of their contract.
No, that's a major issue.
That's a major issue.
Yeah.
But don't you agree? Like, James Harden would have to either suffer some severe injury next year, or his game would have to fall completely off the rails for them not to give him an extension. He's going to opt out. Just say he has the same year he just had. He told you, if I put up those numbers anywhere else, 22, 10, and 8, that's a max deal. So if he comes back and does that, you think he's taking less money next year?
No, you're right. I don't know if he's getting 4 or 5 years, but he's getting an extension, making a lot of money.
He may not get a max deal, but he's certainly looking to get multiple years. He's not going to retire. He's 32 years old, so he wants to play till he's 38. And if he can make $40+ million a year for the next 4 years, he wants that money.
Yep.
So he's going to opt out of that deal at the end of next year, looking to get a 3 or 4 year extension from Daryl Morey.
I mean, it was widely reported exactly what happened. He was going to opt out and take less money so they could sign players to help their roster. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
And that was reported before free agency even started. So obviously there's something going on. Let's go back to the phone.
Yeah, my only thing is, what are they going to do? Find a rich person money?
Yeah. Take a second round draft pick away.
They're not going to take the franchise away from them. They're not going to make James Harden go somewhere else. Like, just like, who was the owner of this? Somebody just got fined. The Lakers, the Golden State owner.
Yep.
He got fined $500,000 for something.
He complained about how you get luxury tax for re-signing your own players.
And he knew he was getting fined for it.
Yep.
He's rich.
Yeah, $500,000 to a billionaire is what?
Nothing.
And they're having to give up second round draft picks and you can find up to $10 million.
Yeah. Wow. The real key will be if James Harden looks like he did and they give him a max deal next year. Like, that's the real key.
We'll be calling on the league office to investigate the Sixers.
Yep. So let's start the investigation
exactly,
now. Maybe we can get that contract voided. Because that's something else they can do.
Yeah, we're going to turn Daryl Morey in.
Yeah. I think this feels like also Pat Riley, you know, being upset that
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
That might be what it is. That part of it right there.
Yeah.
The whole PJ Tucker thing.
Yeah, because Pat Riley knows how valuable he was, and he felt like he just got taken from him.
Yeah. It certainly is somebody else around the league complaining behind the scenes.
Yeah, and it's probably more than one player. Hey, if you're the Dallas Mavericks,
you're complaining about Brunson.
Right.
Going to the Knicks.
Right.
Yeah,
that was decided long before it actually happened. All right, let's go back to the phones. Justin in Tennessee's checking in. What's up, feller? How are you?
What's happening, fellas? Did you have a good vacation, Johnny?
But I did. I had a nice week, Justin. Thank you.
Good deal, man. Good deal. I had a little weekend getaway with my family too. So
where do you go for a weekend getaway?
Well, this was through work. They paid for it. It's Fall Creek Falls State Park down here in Tennessee. It's just out away from everything and just unplug and chill out, dude. We just sat back by the lake, done a little fishing, stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Any bears down there or anything, Justin?
There probably are some bears down there. I didn't see any.
Smoky Mountain bears.
A lot of raccoons and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm sure there are some bears around there because they keep those trash cans and stuff at the park locked up pretty tight.
I bet. So did you go in, did you have a camper or were there cabins and stuff?
No, it's like kind of a hotel down there, and then there's some cabins by it too, but they rented hotel rooms for everybody.
And, oh, that's nice.
Like the whole work company, you know, we all just chilled out, you know, by the lake, hung out, and let the kids play and do what they wanted to do and go to the falls and all that good stuff.
That a guy just
last year was nicer. They took us to Destin, Florida last year.
A little nicer than
I've been to Destin, Florida. I've been there.
And that's on the Gulf side, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's on the Gulf side. That's on the Gulf side. Mm. Anyway, y'all don't want to hear about my weekend trip. Jalen,
that's too late.
Did I hear right when I was listening to Richie in the camera that he only threw, was it 11 or 12 passes today?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was 9 of 11.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was a caller earlier talking about training, and this is what gets me. You know, this is his moment, you know, to finally get going, and you're throwing 11 passes in a 58-minute practice or something like that. I mean, on any job, you know, there's time to study and stuff like that, but any I've ever done, I finally got the hang of things when I had hands-on, and I was actually doing the job. You know, the studying and everything helps, but that's what concerns me, man. Your guy that you're still not sure of is going to be your franchise quarterback. He's only throwing 11 passes in a 58-minute practice. And, you know, I could hear the frustration in Ike and John's voices, you know, harking them back to the days of Andy. Mm-hmm. And I wonder what the Chiefs practices are like, really. I really do.
Yeah, so what are they – I mean, I know Trey was there semi-recently. I mean, I'm sure he's adapted, Ike. Andy, like, what does a Chief practice look like?
Oh, he certainly can't do what he used to do. But I would imagine he's pushing the envelope to get as much of what he was once able to do in. Like, I don't know if he's doing the whole live drills and that sort of thing just because you got CBA rules that won't allow you to do that stuff anymore. But I can't imagine Big Red is out there having 58-minute practices, especially early in camp.
Yes. See, and this is something else I've been thinking about.
what if, you know, what if we do have to turn from Jalen at the end of the season? You know, it's not going to work. Everybody sees it. The team sees it. Well, A.J. Brown came to play for the Eagles supposedly just because of Jalen. You know, they're best buddies, yeah, and all this stuff. Yeah. What's that going to do? Is he going to want out if his buddy's not the quarterback anymore? You know, and that's – I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating. And I don't know. I'm worried.
Yeah.
I hearing all this stuff, and they just –
It's not ideal that we started camp with more questions about the offense, right, Justin? I think that's certainly how I feel.
Exactly. It is. But anyway, man, I'm going to get off. Another great show today, guys. Love y'all. I'm going to get off. Love y'all, man.
All right, Justin. Appreciate it.
Justin, love you, buddy.
Jalen Hurts today, 9 of 11, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Eagles have not had a passing touchdown on first-team offense in the last three practices. Jalen Hurts, first four practices this year versus last year, and this is all according to Elliott. 2021, he was 47-67 for six touchdowns, two interceptions, 102 reps.
That was last year?
Yes, last year. Okay. This year, 45-62. Four touchdowns, three interceptions. That's in less reps, 86 reps. So the numbers actually, he looks like a slightly higher percentage, but not as many touchdowns, more interceptions, less reps.
And for those that are down there and watching practice, I think the more alarming thing is everything is underneath.
And that was today.
So even when you see those completion percentages, 9 of 11, okay, that's nice if he's mixed in a little 25-yarder or 40-yarder in there somewhere. You throw a deep ball downfield somewhere. But when those 9 completions are pretty much 10 yards or less.
Yeah, wait, that's like they're not even doing anything.
Yeah.
Elliott also has the biggest surprise for camp is Jordan Davis, the rookie. Mm-hmm. Biggest disappointment is the passing game. Looks no different than last year. Elliott joins us at 3 o'clock tomorrow for an hour of Elliott. That should be good. Let's go to the text line, sponsored by Bell Beverage. Football season has arrived. Stock up on craft, domestic, and special release beers for Philly's best selection at Bell Beverage online. BellBeverage.com. Text line, Jack.
Text line.
I can't deal with OG Wade and the Deuce. He makes me want to draft a new quarterback. Every Eagles fan in the tri-state area.
This is not ideal. Not an ideal start to camp. Yeah. But you know what, though? Wade's getting stronger. He's not, like, last year, Chuck, he fell off. Elliott fell off. Wade is as gung ho on Jalen Hurts as he's ever been.
OG ain't falling off, man.
Last week,
down with the ship.
Last week, it was reported to me that he said he's better than Pat Mahomes, and he tried to explain himself for that today.
Yeah, that didn't go well either.
He said he's a better football player than Mahomes, and Mahomes a better passer right now.
For now, yeah.
For now,
could definitely see Hurts being in that category in a couple years.
All right, what's next?
If B. West was a mouse, was it Sproles? Mark in Monco.
I don't know what Sproles was if B. West was a mouse.
A smaller mouse.
Smaller mouse, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Field mouse.
Who would, so I mean, because Brian, I mean, like, he may be short, but he's also, like, he could chuck linebackers that blitzed. He'd just toss them.
Yeah.
Sproles wasn't as big as Brian. I mean, not that Sproles wasn't well put together, but he wasn't as big as Brian.
Right. He was a little shorter, but former running back, nevertheless. And so, you know, Sproles is just one of those guys who just couldn't do a lot. You couldn't take a lot of hits with him, man. That's pretty much what it was. That's what made me so surprised that B. West, for those 3 years, you know, he was like, if not the best, he was right there with LT as one of the best all-around running backs in the game for that three-year period from like 06 to 09.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, B. West was like,
it's not often,
right there.
And you said this to him, it's not often that your running back's your best weapon on your team. That's how effective he was in the passing game. You could line him up at slot. He's the best receiver on the team.
Yep.
Man, Brian was good.
I miss the days of the Eagles screen game with B.
Oh, man, that was the screen guy right there.
Yep.
Couldn't see him.
Nope.
Man, he was good. He was good. What's next?
Wade and Jalen really probably are father and son based on the amount of merch they try and move. Mike in Birdsboro.
Jalen moving merch.
Give me back my
shot. He does. I don't want to link the two, but it seems like he's taking a direct shot at Carson with his new breed of one.
Oh, that's right, breed of one. Is that a new brand?
It's a new brand.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah, it's why you're off.
He didn't wear a hat today.
No?
He doesn't wear it to every presser. It's Breed of One.
It sure doesn't. He doesn't have a hunting channel. So that's a big difference.
With his brother.
No.
He does not. He had a nice looking gold chain, had the gold earring as well. And Carson had 3 interceptions today at practice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Could be worse.
All right, what's next?
Nice softball. You forgot to ask Jalen why all the reporters say he hasn't completed a pass other than a dump-off so far. Grade F. Tommy from Sea Isle.
So we did it like right after practice. I think if we would have had him on live at 4 o'clock, more of that would have come up. But we were still like wasn't exactly sure how practice went for him today until after practice was over and the reports were filed and things like that. Yeah. So that would be my explanation for that.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
I shed a tear listening to that interview. I love that dude. OG Wade in Chester.
Yeah.
Well, it was a good interview. If you want to hear it, you can check it out on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, 94WIP.com. Go to the Odyssey app. I'm sure it's going to be podcasted and everything else. So, yeah.
Good interview.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Really enjoyed the convo today, guys. Thank you for not bringing that creepy old guy. Jalen in South Philly.
Yeah, and I don't think Jalen's ever going to be one of those guys that's a chatty Cathy. Like he's not going to be one of those guys that sit there and he just goes on and on and on and on and on. But I thought in a rare occasion he was loosened up a little bit.
Definitely.
Certainly. Being in his presence, he seemed at ease answering the questions, sounded like he was having a good time. He has a serious sort of mindset that he operates with, so it's almost hard to get him to laugh about anything. Or he's one of those guys that he's going to laugh when he says something that he thinks is funny.
Right.
He's not going to let you dictate that this is about to be a comedy hour for him. So I think that kind of comes from Nick, too. Like, Nick Saban was one of those type of people that you could tell him a joke, and it don't even register with him.
But he likes
but
laughing.
But he says a joke. He's gonna laugh. He's a belly slapper to him.
Remember that whatever it was he was talking about. He was doing a speaking engagement. He was talking about his wife and something like that. He was having so much fun laughing at his own jokes.
His own jokes, man. I'm telling you, he loved that joke. So I could see where that kind of rubbed That's off awesome. On Jalen. We hope to get him in the future. So
yeah.
You gotta realize, man, we couldn't come in today with hard hitting questions and this and that and the other. It's like some things, it's like a filling out process. I always say this. I say it's a filling out process. I say this, Johnny Marks. We do what we do. This is our show, right? We meaning that we talk back and forth, we debate, we have opinions about certain things. But I'm also a firm believer in building relationships, not to necessarily kiss somebody's butt, but I want them to feel comfortable when they come on with us. I want them when we request them to come on the Marks and Reese show, they're not apprehensive about it. Or they're like, no, I'm not going back on that show again. He's the starting quarterback of this team. I want to have a guy back on this show again.
Yep.
So I want him to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I thought we talked about a lot of stuff with him and he was good.
Well, you always get certain people that be, oh, you didn't ask this question, you didn't ask this, you didn't ask that.
Yeah, so, I mean, in if we would have done it live, that question probably would have been asked, but also, like, we'd move past the point of talking about that, and I wasn't going to bring it back up at the end, so.
I thought it was a good interview. Check it out.
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought it was very good. Agreed. What was I just going to, I was just going to bring something up. Jillio's back tonight.
Yeah, Joe G's back.
So, so Jillio trades Bryce Harper for Juan Soto and goes on vacation for 10 days. Must be nice. Jack, Bryce Harper for Juan Soto, are you in?
Probably.
You didn't know what to say.
Well, Juan Soto is ridiculous and younger.
No, I know.
But, yeah, I was in my yurt down in Virginia, and I got service, and I turned it on.
Yurt.
Meltdown City in the text about
honest
Jillian.
To God. Like, I've never seen people more mad.
Oh, I saw it.
Oh, my
me.
God.
Well,
I've never seen.
You know, it was All-Star break. There's no sports going on. So, of course, everyone was mad.
Right.
I saw it. It's Jillio.
Yeah.
WIP.
At it again. Yeah, WIP. They were so mad. It was great. And then I got mad. The people were mad.
Right, you get mad because
I didn't even want to discuss the trade. I just mad people were mad, which was good.
Which made you more mad, that or the people that are mad at Elliott's training camp stats?
Well, that made me laugh.
Well, and then you got the king hating on Elliott's training camp stats.
Yeah, what did he? And he sent us a text message. So that was involving the Sixers. Gotcha.
Right.
All right. Yeah. No. Howard is. Yeah. Of course. Howard wishes he would have started the charting the passes in training camp.
And if he would have started meeting players at the airport,
like John. Well, that's why John Clark's number one reporter in the city. He's been for many years.
Not with the footwear he had on today.
Yep.
So like, you didn't like the Skechers either?
Oh,
well,
come on, man.
Listen, Skechers are for 50 plus.
Well,
Clark, he's not there yet.
Not yet.
Not even 40, I don't think.
Yeah, he's got.
Is he 40?
Yeah, he's got. I would think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we're about the same age, John Clark. He may be a little bit younger.
He just looks young.
Yeah.
Any big time John today?
He did not. I didn't say that.
Ooh.
I know before that maybe I said something that Ben. This is years ago, and I was unfollowed on social media, but that was refollowed again, so it wasn't a big deal.
Okay, we're all back on the same page.
Yeah, no, I mean I love John. John's a good dude.
All back on the same page.
I like John, but I'll make fun of him for his Bruce Springsteen stuff or whatever, or because his footwear was what we were discussing today. Let's go to Teeks and Gradyville. You got 30 seconds, Teeks. Go ahead.
I thought on James Hardy. How about him backdoor becoming a player coach?
That's a great idea.
Well, Bill Russell was a player coach, right?
Yeah,
that's how he got
his
start.
Bill Russell, yeah.
No. Well, that would mean no strip clubs and, well, I mean, who they wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking about coaching.
No Vegas trips.
You're not giving up that life.
Hell no. Absolutely not. Coming up next, Giglio. We don't have a baseball game. What the hell is this?
Yeah, I don't like no baseball at this time of the year.
Jack, tell these Phillies players no days off.
Yeah, I need games every night from here on out.
Well, apparently Dombrowski took a day off today, so that's great.
Tomorrow we lead into the trade deadline. Looking forward to that. 6 p.m. trade deadline. Coming up next is Joe Giglio. Howard Eskin reporting on text message. He went to the airport long before that nitwit John Clark did.
Dope.
All right, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Hey, listen, let's talk about guided door and window for a second. Because, you know, like, it was really hot the last couple of weeks. And you know when it's 90, 100 degrees and you have those bad, inefficient windows, you get the energy bill later that month. And you're like, man, I can't believe it's $300, $400, $500, whatever it is. And then your house isn't even comfortable. You're paying so much money to try to get the AC working well, and your house is still hot. Well, check it out. All right, the summer heat means it's time to go Guida with my friends at Guida Door and Window. Because inefficient windows will do it to you. You get brand new efficient windows from Guida. It's going to help you with energy. Here's the other thing. I talk about Guida 12 months out of the year. Been doing it for years. Love Guida. I've got windows and doors in my home. Right now is the best time to get Guida Door and Window. These are the biggest savings you're going to get all year long. 40% off summer sales event going on right now. That's for all expertly installed windows and doors. You will receive 40% off each window that you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows. And 40% off any door. Insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today, no money down. Then pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required, but don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Guida today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.